This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of protesters have gathered on Puerto Rico's largest highway calling for the resignation of embattled Governor Ricardo Rosselló. Monday's protests marked the 10th consecutive day of demonstrations on the island following the release of hundreds of pages of expletive-laden conversations involving the government and his allies. Sunday, Rosselló announced he would step down from the leadership of his party and not seek re-election in 2020, but he did not resign. The United States and Iran each have launched a new round of verbal volleys, raising tensions between Tehran and the West to new heights today. During a photo op with the Pakistani prime minister at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters that Washington is ready for the absolute worst from Iran. He called Iran the number one state of terror in the world. The president's comments came hours after Iran announced it had captured 17 U.S. spies over the past year and sentenced some of them to death. The announcement from Iran's Ministry of Intelligence claimed the spies had been collecting information from sensitive sites like military and nuclear facilities for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. An Iranian official said none of the alleged spies had been successful in efforts to sabotage Iranian facilities. Both Trump and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo rejected the Iranian claims. The Democratic Republic of Congo's health minister resigned on Monday after he was dismissed as head of the team tackling a persistent Ebola outbreak. Last week, the World Health Organization declared the outbreak in eastern Congo to be an international health emergency, with more than 1,600 people dead among 2,500 cases. This is VOA News. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller will testify before Congress on Wednesday, but President Trump says he will not tune in. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last week, the president said he did not plan to watch when Mueller goes before two House panels Wednesday. He said the same today and then conceded he might watch a little bit. Either way, he says it's a waste of time, falsely repeating earlier claims that Mueller's Russia report cleared him of obstruction and collusion.
You can't take all those bites out of the apple.
What Mueller actually wrote was there's not sufficient evidence to establish the Trump campaign criminally conspired with Russia in the 2016 race. He did not clear the president of trying to obstruct his investigation, and Democrats say they'll push that point Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Credit reporting agency Equifax would pay hundreds of millions of dollars under a proposal to settle a 2017 data breach that exposed the private information of nearly 150 million people. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The credit reporting agency would pay up to $700 million to settle with the Federal Trade Commission and others. The proposed settlement needs to be approved by the Federal District Court, Northern District of Georgia. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau coordinated its investigation with the Federal Trade Commission and attorneys general from across the U.S. The deal would include up to $425 million in monetary relief to consumers and a $100 million civil penalty. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The U.S. is having talks with Japan about the Persian Gulf as tensions with Iran escalate. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this story.
National Security Advisor John Bolton has held talks with Japanese officials, presumably to discuss a U.S.-led military coalition to safeguard shipping in the Strait of Hormuz amid escalating tensions in the region. Japan, whose use of force is limited to self-defense of itself and its allies under its pacifist constitution, is cautious about any military intervention. Leader Shinzo Abe has reiterated he wants to learn more about Washington's intentions before deciding if or how Japan can help, hinting that he is not planning to join the effort immediately. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Anger is growing in Hong Kong over an attack on pro-democracy protesters by suspected gangsters that left dozens of people injured. Footage captured on cell phone video and posted on social media shows groups of white-clad assailants alleged to be gangsters attacking commuters with pipes and poles at a Hong Kong subway station on Sunday. Hospital officials say 45 people were injured in the violence, with one in critical condition. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.